This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Dead Cells Return to Castlevania Review. Whenever I'm asked what my favorite roguelike is, my answer is confidently and unabashedly Dead Cells. That's been true across 5 years of superb content updates, and it's even more true with the arrival of its latest paid DLC, Return to Castlevania. This sizable expansion expertly remixes the base game and Konami's classic action platformer series, one of Dead Cells' biggest inspirations, into something that feels wonderfully and wholeheartedly its own. Its more traditional story structure is less mysterious than the connect-the-dots style we've seen in the past, and it's immediately clear how much work has gone into bringing Castlevania's iconic characters, weapons, music, and locations into Dead Cells' world. It puts the castle itself center stage and makes it feel alive. And that reverence really helps sell the crossover fantasy. Return to Castlevania is a masterful mashup that brings together the best parts of both games, with the same challenging and engaging Dead Cells action that might leave you in bloody tears of frustration or joy by the end. The brilliant gameplay formula of quick sword-swiping action, ground pounds, and bashing through doors against a colorful pool of monsters hasn't fundamentally changed. But Return to Castlevania introduces more weapons, enemies, bosses, and outfits than any paid expansion before it. Discovering all the new surprises continues to keep it more than fresh even after the 20 hours I've sunk in so far. As you storm a spectacular castle floating in a blood-red sea, the original Dead Cells weapons, blueprints, and outfits you've found from any path can be used across the board here. Dracula's castle is made up of two distinct locations, the grounds outside the castle and its interior, and there is so much more within them than you might expect based on past Dead Cells updates, including some great renditions of iconic songs like Vampire Killer. I was surprised to find the castle outskirts are designed as a sort of proving ground, satisfyingly testing whether or not you're even worthy to enter Dracula's domain by having you ascend several floors before you even reach his doorstep, cleverly demonstrating how big of a threat the iconic vampire is. That idea is only expanded upon once entering his castle. You'll find plenty of charming nods and surprises from the old-school Castlevania games to interact with while exploring these new areas as well. You might stumble across a room holding the save dice from Castlevania Symphony of the Night, which provides a little bit of extra flavor rather than actually letting you save your game. Inclusions like this are great throwbacks for people who are already big fans of the series, but they are also a fantastic source of motivation to encourage those who have never played Castlevania to go back and try it for the first time, and likely start to recognize even more references along the way. The amount of time it takes to reach and defeat Dracula will depend on whether you are a new or returning player, but either way, you will be able to start the adventure a couple of runs after starting a fresh save, allowing you to get in on the action quickly. Even after thinking I had done everything there was to do in Return to Castlevania, I often found myself discovering new things. And even though many games today undoubtedly owe so much to Castlevania, years of exceptional updates and refinement mean Dead Cells has earned the right to sit on a throne proudly alongside its own inspiration. Return to Castlevania is more than doing right by Castlevania. It also cements Dead Cells as a timeless classic in its own right. That makes this crossover feel like more than a loving homage or a well-deserved passing of the torch alone. Not only has Dead Cells surpassed expectations in doing right by Castlevania, but it has also brought itself on to greater heights with the best level design, bosses, art, and creativity we've seen yet. The verdict. Dead Cells Return to Castlevania is a shining blueprint of how to do a crossover right. It celebrates the history of the franchise while mixing it with Dead Cells' own identity to make something that's more than the sum of its already excellent parts. Not only does this collaboration feel like it makes total sense, the utmost care has clearly been put into every aspect, whether it be the still fantastic monster-slaying combat or the huge number of secrets waiting to be found inside. Regardless of whether this is the last content update Dead Cells will get or not, Motion Twin and Evil Empire deserve to receive their flowers and proudly take a massive bow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.